So that was your weekend, your big Easter weekend, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was a great weekend. Don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun. We did a lot of things. We ate a lot. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did Asian 3 nights in a row. Finally, Granny said, can I get a fucking salad?
Oh, no, you get egg roll.
No,
so frozen egg roll.
Yeah. So the first thing we go somewhere to eat, and the first thing he orders, nachos. He's like, I need some American food. What does he order?
Oh, right. Nachos. What about poutine? Didn't you have that?
We had to leave that one. We kind of ran out of time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can I get a fucking salad?
Bueno, hola a todos, es el Gordo y este es el episodio 2158 de la OFB para el jueves 5 de mayo del 2106, el subir de hoy.
Big Fatty, you feeling okay? You sound like you got a little Mexican in your throat or something. Big Fatty! Mexicans, yes, Big Fatty, sí, señor Gordo, yes, hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Mexicans today because, y'all, it is Cinco de Mayo, and that's the day of the year that everyone lives in the Canada. Big Fatty, I think you mean Mexico, same difference, and y'all, I hope you're enjoying some traditional Mexican fare, like sushi or kangaroo balls or poutine, very vulgar, or yes, or donuts from Budapest, very, that's my favorite Mexican food. You hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all, as I do. As I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. And y'all, they didn't have anything much on sale that I wanted, but they had some unusual things that I wanted to try. So anyway, y'all picked me up a Spanish onion. Y'all, they have these new Hershey's has come out with these new little snack mixes. One of them is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Big Fatty, you got peanut butter on my chocolate. And you got chocolate in my peanut butter. Big Fatty, two great tastes. They taste great together. It's true. Y'all, one of them is the Reese's snack mix. And the other was a Hershey bar snack mix. Y'all, they will buy one, get one free. So I thought I'd try those. Y'all pick me up a lime. By the way, turnip had two for $1.49. Big Fatty, the lime report. Y'all, they had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars on sale. Buy one, get one free. Big Fatty. Y'all, and they're expensive as hell. But Big Fatty, they're tiny, so there's not going to be a whole lot of calories with them. That's true. Y'all, they had the breakfast pizza pies. I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had the barbecue sauce that I like, the brown sugar without the high fructose cane syrup on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the pineapples for $2 off. Big Fatty. Fresh pineapple. Got some garden solid and some cube steak. I'm going to make that for my supper on Friday night. I was gonna get me some fried chicken bazooms, but y'all, they were out of them when I was in there. I went a little earlier than I normally go, but y'all, they had the box of the 20 hot and spicy chicken wings on sale this week, so I picked up a box of those. And I didn't look old today. Big Fatty, they need to get their eyes checked if you didn't look old. Spent $39.23, but I saved $16.18. Yes, Big Fatty! what is this music? Well, it's just me. It's kind of artsy and casual and kind of kickback music. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm on kickback. I got some post over there at the BFO from that Gus Chad. And you know, Gus Chad is, he is sponsoring the contest, the content contest for June. And y'all, he released the information and the explanation about it over at the BFO on Hump Day. And y'all, I thought I'd just read it to you. Yes, Big Betty, that's much better than us going over there and reading it for ourselves. But anyway, y'all, he says, June's contest is going to be the Big Fatty I Arted contest. Big Fatty, he left an F art off. No, I think Big Fatty I Arted contest. Here's the deal. Send Big Fatty some refrigerator art. It must be of your own creation. You can e-letter the drawings also. Get your entry in before midnight on June the 30th. And then in July, Big Fatty will pick a winner. And the prize is huge. It's huge. Then he goes on to say, now to make it easy on the people in Mexican countries, you can start mailing your entries May the 23rd and right, do not open until June on the e-letter or on the card or whatever. But if they come in before May the 23rd, they will not count. Big Fatty, I hope Scotty heard that. Now, it can be a drawing, a painting. It can be noodle art, Big Fatty poodle art. You can make a painting with coffee and kitty litter. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. By the way, the Seder, that one's for you, the kitty litter. Or even a magnet you create to hang the art. Be creative as you want. So y'all, there is the June content contest, Big Fatty I Arted. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Y'all, I just thought that I would nana a little bit for the rest of the show. Big Fatty, what have you been doing to this point? Yo, by the way, don't forget Saturday is the old gal's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, send her a card or one of those electronic, one of those dancing cards or something like that. Big Fatty, that would be lovely, a dancing card. Send her a box of Polident. Big Fatty. We were talking on the Stick It With a Poke the other night about Geritol, and the people were saying, I don't think they make that anymore. Y'all, they do still make Geritol. So maybe Amazon Plus. Is it Amazon Plus? Prime. Amazon Prime. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the Vons. She's in her prime. It's true. Get a card on out there to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Or, y'all, you can always call 224 Big Twat. Those messages are always conveyed to her. Big Fatty, does that mechanical work better? I don't know. Y'all, since it is Cinco de Mayo today, before I forget, also, Sunday is Mother's Day. Big Fatty, is that spelled M-U-T-H-A? Sometimes it is. And y'all, I make this offer every year, and y'all, I'll be happy. I'll be happy to be your honorary mother. So y'all, if you don't have a good relationship with your mother, or perhaps she has gone on to better places. Big Fatty will be your mother. I'm looking forward to being taken to breakfast and getting boxes of candies. Big Fatty, was that See's Candies, California Brittle, dark chocolate, or either that or the bridge mix? Yes, Big Fatty. Now, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, my mother sent a story that she got, I don't know where the hell she got it, but anyway, and this is how it goes. It's about Taco Bell. Big Fatty, that's racist. Well, you know, it is racist chips and salsa day. Yes, Big Fatty, we know that. We saw the show art on the BFO. It's true. But here's the story. 5:37. That's what the kid behind the counter. And y'all, this is kind of in honor of the old gal ending her 60th year on Saturday. But anyway, 5:37, that's what the kid behind the counter at the Taco Bell said to me. I dug into my pocket and I pulled out some lint and two dimes and something that used to be a Jolly Rancher. Having already handed the kid a 5-spot, I started to head back to the truck to grab some change when the kid with the Elmo hairdo said the hardest thing anyone has ever said to me. He said, "It's okay, I'll just give you the senior citizens discount." Manny. I turned to see who he was talking to and then heard the sound of change hitting the counter in front of me. "Only $4.68," he said cheerfully. Well, I stood there, stupefied. I am 56, not even 60 yet, Big Fatty, until Saturday. A mere child, a senior citizen. Well, I took my burrito and I walked out to the truck, wondering what was wrong with Elmo. Was he blind? As I sat in the truck, my blood began to boil. Old? Me? Well, I'll show him, I thought. I opened the door and headed back inside. I strode right up to the counter and there he was, waiting with a smile. Before I could say a word, he held up something and jingled it in front of me like I could be that easily distracted. "What am I now, a toddler?" "Dude, can't go too far without your car keys, eh?" I stared with utter disdain at the keys. I began to rationalize in my mind. Leaving the keys behind hardly makes a man elderly. It could happen to anyone. Well, I turned and I headed back to the truck. I slipped the key into the ignition, but it wouldn't turn. What now? I checked my keys and tried another. Still nothing. That's when I noticed the purple beads hanging from my rearview mirror. I had no purple beads hanging from my rearview mirror. Then a few other objects came into focus. The car seat in the back seat. Happy Meal toys spread all over the floorboard. A partially eaten donut on the dashboard. Faster than you can say ginkgo biloba, I flew out of the alien vehicle. Moments later, I was speeding out of the parking lot, relieved to finally be leaving this nightmarish stop in my life. That is when I felt it. Deep in the bowels of my stomach. Hunger. My stomach growled and churned, and I reached to grab my burrito. Only it was nowhere to be found. I swung the truck around and gathered my courage and strode back into the restaurant one final time. There Elmo stood, draped in youth and black nail polish. All I could think was, what is the world coming to? All I could say was, did I leave my food and drink in here? Well, at this point, I was ready to ask a Boy Scout to help me back to my vehicle and then go straight home and apply for Social Security benefits. Elmo had no clue. Well, I walked back out to the truck, and suddenly, a young lad came up and tugged my jeans to get my attention. He was holding up a drink in a bag. His mother explained, "I think you left this in my truck by mistake." I took the food and drink from the little boy and sheepishly apologized. She offered these kind words, "It's okay. My grandfather does this stuff all the time." Well, all of this is to explain how I got a ticket doing 85 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Yes, I was racing some punk kid in a Toyota Prius. And no, I told the officer, I'm not too old to be driving this fast. As I walked in the front door, my wife met me halfway down the hall. I handed her a bag of cold food and $300 speeding ticket. I promptly sat in my rocking chair and covered up my legs with a blankie. The good news was that I had successfully found my way home. Betty, that is a good one. I think that's a good one also. And y'all, it couldn't come on in a more appropriate week than the old gal's celebration of exiting the birth canal and Cinco de Mayo. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I just want to say this. Now, I know the old gal is commiserating a little bit, but you know, you just got to get moving. You can't let it get to. Look, there's one alternative, and that's the big dirt nap. Big Betty, that's what your friend George is doing. He's just sleeping. It's true. Old gal, act your age. Big Fatty, that was probably not the best thing you could say. Well, anyway, but, y'all, and Big Fatty's gonna turn 60 in August, and y'all, it's just a number. Y'all, I can look back at pictures of my grandmother, and when she was younger than I am now, she looked 140. And y'all, I see my folks now, and y'all, they're 85 years old, and they're going strong. Y'all, the Vons' mother is, she's on her own, and she's, I've heard Digger and T. Wiggles. Big Fatty, by the way, is Digger gonna do a bumper for the June content? I'm sure he will. I've heard Digger and T. Wiggles just laud the spry in the old gal's mom. So old gal, cheer up. It's all gonna be good, and we just love you, and we're wishing you a happy Big Fatty. Just wait for tomorrow and just dig the hole then. Oh, dear God, see, Big Fatty, why did we have that stray music on yesterday's? Because I fucked it up. Oh, okay. You're 60? No, but I'm close. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Cinco de Mayo. Big Fatty, I hope nobody eats those racist chips and sauces. Just racist. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Hat Show. You know, that's the Toucan Beanie. And the Turniped was talking to Dr. Stone. And Turniped, on Saturday for the old gal's celebration of exiting the birth canal, can you tell us one thing that you're sure she will not say?
Can I get a fucking salad?
Oh, Big Fatty, you know she's going to want White Castles and an avocado.
You can leave a comment on the website.
BigFattyOnline.com,
and you don't have to use the www.
Or drop
me an e-letter at ruin just get at BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number
she'll probably at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-ruined-1.
You should probably want to get some of those candies that you mentioned.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.